AIC Stories Podcast presents.
Welcome to the AIC Stories Podcast, audio archive for all sorts of storytelling goodness. Today we have a review of a novel called Trespassers, a science fiction novel. It's by authors Todd Wynn and Tim Wynn, brothers. And it's about, let's put it this way, alien invaders, a secret government agency with a mission to monitor alien activity, and a hotshot field agent with plenty of secrets. Mix all of it together with a healthy dose of humor and adventure, and you have the makings of a fun sci-fi romp. But is the adventure worth your time? We're going to get to that in just a minute, but first I'd like to remind you that if you want to help support the AIC Stories podcast, or just want to say thanks because you're enjoying the stories, you can always throw a few bucks my way at buymeacoffee.com/AIC Stories, or just visit AICstories.com and you'll find the links right there. Your support there helps me to continue to produce and build this amazing audio archive and to grow our fantastic little community. Okay. So how about we get to the review? This entry into the audio vault is the review number 10, and it's of the book Trespassers, a science fiction novel by Todd and Tim Wynn. Trespassers, a science fiction novel, aims to take us on a lighthearted adventure in science fiction, complete with aliens invading Earth, ancient artifacts, fun alien gadgets, a race against time, and a healthy dose of mystery layered with a bit of romance for good measure. The adventure begins with a botched alien abduction, which finds four aliens on the run in rural Indiana from a secret government organization that's looking to capture and remove these invading aliens from Earth. The thing is, these aliens aren't your typical little green men. The aliens are actually human, not Earth humans, but human nonetheless, which makes it much more difficult for them to be tracked. Tasked with finding them is Field Agent Stuart Faulkner and his small team of agents. Things will not be easy as they race to not only find the alien trespassers, but to do so while training a rookie agent named Mindy, operate off the radar of their boss, and figure out what was so important that these four aliens would jump from a moving spaceship. Now, as the mystery unfolds and they close in on the aliens, we find out that time is of the essence, as there are other more dangerous beings also looking to stop them. And at the heart of it all, a mysterious girl that can't remember anything past 8 months ago. Stuart Faulkner's team and the fugitive aliens are on an inevitable crash course, with the stakes being the safety of Earth itself. From the first pages, the tone of this book locks in and truly never lets up. It's unrelenting in its pursuit of a lighthearted mystery that just so happens to include aliens, spaceships, secret government organizations, and some pretty cool alien gadgets. As such, if you're looking for a hardcore sci-fi novel to really sink your teeth into, you're probably going to want to look elsewhere. This is a style reminiscent of more like the Douglas Adams classic, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. This isn't hardcore Asimov, Herbert, or even Clark type of science fiction. With, a slew of very stereotypical characters and plenty of comedic sci-fi tropes, there is nothing offered here to make you stop and think critically about what the authors were trying to say. A lot of sci-fi gets to be pretty heavy on the commentary on social or political type of things that are going on at that time. This story is not that. It is what it is. Nothing more and nothing less. And it does it in a way that leaves you happy to just be along for the ride. Now, this is not all action and intrigue, however. There are plenty of character subplots that serve as kind of a perfect pause to take a breath before the story sprints forward once more. surprisingly, many of these little subplots take the form of various romantic interludes, be it from Mindy, who has a crush on Stuart, or via other interactions between characters later in this book that I don't want to say too much about because I don't want to spoil anything. But without spoiling anything, the biggest and most touching moment, maybe the most impactful moment of the entire story, happens in just the last few paragraphs and does not involve anyone that you think it might. Trust me, you'll know it when you see it. From a character standpoint, the book starts out flipping chapters and points of view between Stuart, Mindy, and the aliens. As the mystery unfolds, we get views from a few other characters as well, until finally we get parts of this story told from just about every character that's involved. It was a gamble from a writer's perspective, in my opinion, but it's a gamble that they pulled off very smoothly as the story flows really nicely as you're reading it. Now, as the adventure unfolds, the story rips along at a fast pace that will leave you wanting to read just one more chapter before you put it down. You know how those kind of books go. Trespassers, a science fiction novel, is a fast-paced page-turner of a book. A rarity in the science fiction genre, to be sure, at least in my experience, but it's a welcome opportunity to check out and enjoy a fun adventure with some aliens on the run. The best part is that there is never a point in this story where the book feels like it's taking itself too seriously. It knows it's a fun, lighthearted adventure with a little mystery and a little romance thrown in for good measure. And frankly, it never tries to be anything more than fun. While this won't be for every sci-fi fan, I understand that, it is an excellent read for a long flight or to pass time during a snowstorm or maybe just cleanse your palate after a heavier or more intense story journey that you've been on in another book. While it isn't perfect and likely won't blow your mind or collect the loyal following of something like The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it is absolutely an enjoyable adventure through very familiar feeling lands. Just don't be surprised if you figure the mystery out or spot the ending a little earlier than you'd like. Keep reading anyways. It's a mostly satisfying ending, though some may say it's a little too clean and predictable. Again, this book knows what it is and doesn't hide that, which includes the ending. Just have fun with it. It's the perfect type of book to just check out for a little bit and get your mind off things and enjoy a fun romp. As such, Trespassers, a science fiction novel by Todd and Tim Wynn, gets a 3 out of 4 stars, and if Goodreads would allow half-star ratings, technically this would be a 3.5-star read for me. So, if you decide to give this book a look, reach out and let me know what you think. If you've already read it, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on it, good, bad, or otherwise. Did you enjoy it? Did you hate it? Let me know. Reach out and let's have a conversation. The review is an AIC Stories production. You can enjoy the AIC Stories podcast experience anywhere you want, but if you do enjoy it, do me a favor and share this episode and tell your friends about the AIC Stories podcast experience. Of course, if you want to say thanks and connect with the show, visit AICstories.com where you'll find all the ways to reach out and contact me, be it email and contact forms, social media links, and even the extensive list of all the places you can find the AIC Stories podcast wherever you want to listen. No matter how you support AIC Stories, I just want you to know that I do greatly appreciate it, and I truly appreciate you spending some time with me for each and every one of these episodes. So as always, keep reading, keep listening, keep watching, and most of all, most important, keep enjoying all of your stories. And I'll see you soon.